You're listening to SBS News.
The toppling of a statue of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003 was relayed around the world as a symbol of Western victory. The Iraq War, dubbed by then-US President George W. Bush the War on Terror, was the costliest and deadliest conflict of the era. 18 years since United States troops invaded, US President Joe Biden says he wants to refocus on other perceived threats like China and cyber warfare. Now, with Iraq's Prime Minister visiting the White House, President Biden confirmed the 2,500 US troops to remain in Iraq will focus largely on training.
I think things are going well. Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not... It's just to be available, to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be, by the end of the year, in a combat mission.
President George W. Bush optimistically declared victory in May 2003.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
But shortly after, an insurgency emerged to attack the coalition and the new Iraqi government. And 3 years after former US President Barack Obama withdrew troops, they had to return to fight IS. Now, a White House official says the enduring defeat of IS is the goal. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi says he wants an ongoing US presence.
I'd like to thank the American people on behalf of all Iraq's people. Mr. President, I thank you for all the blood and treasure the American has given for a free and democratic Iraq. Today, our relation is stronger than ever.
But the Prime Minister's US visit was also his chance to tell Iraqis and Iran-backed Shia militia MPs in Parliament that US combat troops are getting out. Analysts say many in Iran will see the announcement as a win. Iran's government was angered by former US President Donald Trump's assassination order of top Iranian General Qassem Soleimani in Baghdad last year. Prime Minister al-Kadhimi says the two countries must continue to share the same vision.
It's in the interest of Iraq to have a rapprochement of views between Iran and the United States of America. This will contribute to peace and calm in the region.
Many are still questioning the prospect of peace in the region. Just last week, IS claimed responsibility for a roadside bomb in a Baghdad market, killing 30 people. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.